Blog Talk Radio.
Down in my soul, cry.
Good evening, and welcome to another new episode of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight. This is Monday night. And of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is a program that's dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of religion and rhythm. It is rhythm that drives our music. Work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. From the spirituals, you get gospel. From gospel, you get jazz and blues and rock and roll, even rap today. We believe that all of the music that we have produced on these American shores have come from the African-American experience. They have told the story how we have overcome our various goes along the way and all the adversaries that we have had. We tell that in our songs. We write that in our poems. We write that in our books. It is a shining beacon of hope, a revolutionary movement within a people that God has given deep down inside of them to connect with them. There has never been a time when gospel music has not been a part of the African-American experience. And so that's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. We're about preserving the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there, the Gospel Gold Facebook page. You will find the link for the program each week. And I want to remind you that all the programs on Blog Talk Radio are archived, which means that you can go back at any time and listen to any of the programs that we have recorded. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play there, the link for the program every week. We also have a call-in number that you can call and speak directly to us in the studio. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. That number you can call and speak to us directly in the studio. We ask that you go to our Facebook page. You can leave your comments or requests there. If you would like to email us, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. That's gospelgold, one word, at songwriter.net. Gospel Gold is sponsored in part by Faith That Lives Ministry. However, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. And of course, that's the $ first, and then Gospel Gold, one word, with the two G's capital. Gospel Gold, one word, with the two G's capital, and of course, the $ comes before that for the Cash App. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. We thank you for joining us tonight. We pray that you will enjoy our program. We have a very interesting program we want to present to you tonight. We pray that you will continue to listen to Gospel Gold. Let someone know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would love to hear from you. Before we start our program, we always start out in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to come back and present our program for the night. This is the Ingram Singers, It's Going to Rain.
Hell is gonna rain, children.
God's gonna send the water from
God. Oh, Lord,
the Ingram Singers. Tonight we're going to talk about some of the most prolific recording artists in the gospel field in the last few years. We're going to go back, then we're going to come into the middle, and hopefully before the show is over, I can introduce you to a new group that is continuing to tradition of African-American traditional music. Tonight I wanted to just take some time. I'm going to play a documentary, a piece of a documentary, about 3 or 4 minutes long. But before I do that, I want to talk about one group that was so prolific in the recording industry. And when I'm saying prolific, I mean they sold a lot of records. I mean a lot of records. And that was the CBS Trumpeteers. The CBS Trumpeteers, formed in Baltimore. Trumpeteers evolved from another gospel group known as the Willing Four. Joseph E. Johnson, an alumnus of the Willing Four and the Golden Gate Quartet, put the Trumpeteers together with James Keels, Raleigh Pendridge, and Willie McNair in 1946. Like similar gospel groups, the quartet adopted the Golden Gate Quartet's Jubilee style and began broadcasting jingles and promotions on radio station WCAO in Baltimore for a sponsoring shoe company. Long after, the Trumpeteers were offered a regular post on the CBS radio to replace the recently departed Jubilaires, thus the name CBS Trumpeteers. Leo Meisner, co-owner and operator of Aladdin Records, heard one of the Trumpeteers' last broadcasts, sensing promise to take on, they gave them a song called The Milky White Way, a song written and recorded by Landor Coleman of the Coleman Brothers in 1944. The group recorded 5 songs, including Milky White Way, for Aladdin in September of 1947, debuting their version of the label's newly launched label for Race Records, Score Records. It was a subsidy known as a Race Records subsidy. This single became one of the first immensely popular gospel recordings on the radio during the post-war era. It reached number 8 on the Billboard, the Race Billboard charts, and sold over 2 million copies and inspired several other arrangements by various other musical artists, such as the Spirit of Memphis. This group has also written songs for the Silvertone Singers, for Elvis Presley, for many other groups. To keep the Trumpeteers commercially accessible, Aladdin Records organized a session crediting the group for The Rocket, which forced entirely a new secular of songs. Many of the songs that the CBS Trumpeteers recorded were recorded and never distributed, but they sold a lot of songs. I'm going to play a couple of songs from them. I Want to Know, My God Is Coming, and of course, we're going to come up to date with If You Live Right. I Want to Know, recorded in 1947, the CBS Trumpeteers.
I want to know. Must be for me, but I do not want. Hey, you let me live, Lord, in your city, children, and that will be enough for me to know.
Well, you know, in my book for Jonah, yes, he did call a man, a Christian man, singing, Jonah, I want you to go down to Nineveh and take my God a command. Oh, tell me, but old Jonah got his ticket, stepped right on board, shipping a rocking down that shore. God's gonna call you, yeah, like he called Jonah, and make your bed in the middle of the deep. I heard him sing, you better wake up. Come on, get up for Jonah, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, you've been spoke to Jonah, Christian man. Jonah, I want you to go down to old Nineveh land. Jonah got him a ticket, stepped right on board. Ship went a rocket down that old shore. And my God Almighty called his wind to rise. Captain in his crew, tell me what's trouble in mind. We all be lost if that storm don't stop. And you better search that old vessel from bottom to top. Search that old vessel, tell me top to deep. They found in the man lying right fast asleep. You better wake up. Get up, Jonah. Lord, have mercy. Well, tell me, wake old man Jonah right from his sleep. Lame man, you're going down in the deep. Jonah woke on up and said, I that man. Long to swallow him whole. We got sick. Tell me, my God command. Cast old man Jonah right up upon dry sand. Sun shone down upon Jonah's head. And God drew a line to give him dead. You better wake up. Oh, man, Jonah, Lord. Lord, have mercy.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. the CBS Trumpeteers, very dynamic group who has placed a lot of good music out here. If you'd like to broaden your gospel library, I suggest you get some CBS Trumpeteers. I'm going to play a little bit of a documentary called Too Close to Heaven. The church of today is full of empty vessels. We have become so compromised that we have forgotten the right way, the way of the Lord. And many times I hear Christians saying that it's all about getting a balance of what? Where is it in God's word when Jesus never said, get a balance of him in the world? Did he hit that in Matthew 16 and 24? Then he said, Jesus to his disciples, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Friend, if anyone tells you that anything short of giving your all to Christ is okay, do not listen to him. True worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father cannot be mixed with unrighteousness. We must separate ourselves from worldly things, not only when we go to worship God in church, but in our everyday lives, as our worship of our Heavenly Father should continue each and every day. And so I'm going to play a little bit of a documentary called Too Close to Heaven. If you have got a chance to see it, I suggest you see it. I think it was on Netflix for a while. I got a chance to see it a little while ago on a DVD. You know how long that was. We don't even have DVDs hardly around anymore, but I saw it on DVD. But it's a great documentary. It talks about the heyday of gospel music between the 50s and the 70s, going into the 80s, was the heyday of the golden era of traditional African-American gospel music. But I'm going to play just a little bit of it. I want you to listen to what they're saying about gospel music.
Has anybody ever said hallelujah?
When you hear a Mahalia Jackson or a Roberta Martin, you are hearing a beat, a style that they must have held on to from slavery days.
Black people are very, very unique in being able to express a deep emotion.
There is no sing-along among black people where they don't sing religious music. In the 1750s, a Reverend Samuel Davies had been sent to the United States by the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts, and he was down in South Carolina trying to Christianize the heathens, who were the Negroes and the Indians, as they were called at that time. He didn't have so much luck with the Native Americans. They knew this country. They didn't have to stay. The slaves were a captive audience. And in one of the letters in 1755, writing back to the society, he says, of all the books that you have sent, the ones that they, that is the slaves, have enjoyed the most are the psalms and hymns. You cannot find a music that is more personal than this, because I take a note in this kind of singing and I bend it, I hold it a long time, I cut it short, I change all the different colors in it, I make it loud, I make it soft. In other words, I express myself.
Yeah. I'm an old school teacher. I can take the alphabets. Let's take up the letter A. A stands for apple. Can I get a witness? B stands for bright as a morning star. C stands for counselor. D stands for doctor. E stands for emancipator. F stands for father. G stands for God of God.
Traditional African-American Christianity is a combination of what was African traditional and Euro-American Christianity. And the black church in America has sort of created a Christianity to accommodate its history in the United States with elements of its culture from Africa.
Black people sing what they live. Wherever we are, whatever we're experiencing, it comes through the music. You can almost figure out a whole chronology, how what we're doing, what we're saying, what we're feeling. When we were slaves, we sung that heavy, burdensome song. I'm going to take my burdens. And it was sluggish. And it had a hope line in it, to be delivered over my head. I hear trouble anywhere. And the hymn song said, I'm learning to read and write. And so they picked up the European hymn book and began to sing what they could read. The Negro spirituals were religious, but I suspect only 50 or 60% so. They were dealing basically with social significance. They were commentary. They were like a Greek chorus in Aeschylus. They commented on their lives. They commented on society. They commented on the big man boss in terms which the overseer could not interpret. But for example, one of the saddest spirituals I know is this one. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Now listen, chariot, swing low. When you look at slave sermons and Negro spirituals, you find three modes of travel. One was a gospel train. One was a gospel ship and a chariot. Chariot was reserved for nobility and the military. But here is a slave saying, swing low, sweet chariot. How are we going to get the lowest dregs of society into the highest form of transportation? Well, I'll show you. The verse goes, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Now, what is Jordan? It's a symbol of death. So even though Swing Low, Sweet Chariot is a beautiful song, it's a song about dying. And this, of course, nobody understands but the people who are singing.
When I get to heaven, gonna bring it down. Nobody there can turn me out. When I get to heaven, gonna put on a suit. Walk around in glory, yes, where the new world will swing down.
Yeah.
when you read descriptions of this music and the body movements that accompany it, do you know that it's described as wild, savage, unintelligible? And yet they found out one thing. If you permitted these slaves to sing as they worked, they were less troubled. They didn't fight back as hard. And number two, you got more work done because it was kind of synchronized. And when you have 25 people lifting, that's better than having five people lift five different times. And you found that you had a happier group. As a matter of fact, it got to the point that singing was encouraged. Now, that's on the side of the slave owner. On the side of the slave, the day is over and you haven't thought about it because as you were working, you heard somebody over there say, "Have you got good religion?" And this group over here said, "Certainly, Lord. Have you got good religion? Certainly, Lord. Have you got good religion? Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord." Now, if you can sing that and think about this unseen God is going to get me through this day somehow, you don't hurt quite so much when the cotton pricks your hand. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Now, I want you to listen to the number of notes that I play. B, D, E, G, A, B, 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 D, E, G, A, B, 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 B. Do you know how many different notes I use? Five. The same five notes that are used in this song, although this is not an African-American song. Pentatonic. There are only five tones, and nobody ever gets to hear, "Was blind." For example, this song ends, "Was blind, but now I see," instead of "Was blind, but now I." This note isn't in there, nor is it "Amazing Grace, how sweet." We don't have that note. We don't need them. Because it's not the number of notes that makes the difference. It's how we use the notes that we use and in which way is traditional and cultural among African Americans to speak from the back of the throat, such as I am doing now, using the fatty tissues of the mouth for resonance. Now, that's African. That's going to give a particular sound to the singing. What is the opposite? The opposite is the European style of speaking, which places the tone in the front of the face, and so you get the tone being produced here. Most black Americans do not speak there unless they're James Earl Jones. So if you were to sing, say like in a song like America, my country is of thee, as opposed to "My country tis of thee." Do you notice the difference in where I'm placing it? The other is the rhythmic accent. Instead of a legato, as it's called, a smooth delivery of these words, they are punctured by the rhythmic accentuation of African and African-American speech. The other element, of course, is the rapid and prolonged delivery, which is part of colloquial speaking. And then I suppose the fourth element is the matter of personalizing something so that even if the note said, "I'm too close," you'd go, "I'm too close," finding yourself in it. When you put this together with a leader, who will do the call and the congregation who will do the response, you come up with the elements of gospel. Now, strangely, I've also identified the elements of soul music. But then soul has as its major element gospel.
Shout trouble over.
The documentary is called Too Close to Heaven, Too Close to Heaven. If you go to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find more information about that documentary. Here is the Alabama Spirituals with a song called What You Did, and our theme song tonight, Worthy Is He.
Come on, everybody.
Clap your hands.
Listen.
Sitting here thinking about your goodness to me. One day was bound. Yeah. But now I'm free. Now I know I didn't deserve it, but you gave it to me. Early one morning, Jesus set my soul free. I think about it sometimes, you didn't have to save me,
but you did.
You didn't have to raise me,
but you did.
You didn't have to bless me,
but you did.
All the years you never left me. I want to say it one more time.
Sitting here thinking
about your goodness to me. One day I was bound. Oh, but now I'm free. And you know I think about that. I know I didn't deserve it, didn't do nothing to earn it, but you gave it to me. Early one morning, yeah, you set my soul free. Yeah, you didn't have to save me,
but you did.
You didn't have to raise me,
but you did.
You didn't have to bless me,
but you did.
All of the years you never left me. Let's go. Yeah, you did,
you did.
Oh, 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 you did,
you did.
You did it,
you did.
Oh, yeah. Why nobody but you that did.
You did.
Woke me up this morning.
You did.
Started me, me on my way.
You did.
He let me live, y'all.
You did.
Let me live to see one more day.
You did.
I get happy sometimes when I think about all that he's done for me.
You did.
Nothing but amazing grace that set me
you
free.
Did.
Is there anybody listening to me? No, he did.
You did.
Is there anybody here tonight? No, he did.
You did.
Why don't you tell the world tonight? He did it.
You did.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
You did.
You did.
You did.
me say one thing, listen. I will bless the Lord at all, at all times. His grace shall continually be in my mind.
Here, have you been good to me?
Well, church, it looks like our time is about up, and I thank you for yours. I thank you for joining us tonight here on Gospel Gold. Don't forget to tell somebody. Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to our Facebook page. Go there, and you'll find all the pertinent information concerning Gospel Gold. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, we have a Cash App. That Cash App is Gospel Gold, one word, with the two G's, R capital, and of course the dollar sign goes before the letters. If you would like to contact us through email, you can contact us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. Gospelgold, one word, at songwriter.net. We thank you for joining us tonight. We pray that you will have a great week. Keep on giving God the praise. We're going to go home tonight with a relatively new group that is keeping the tradition alive in traditional African-American gospel music, Skylar Patterson and Predestined. It's gonna get better.
Listen, no matter who you are or what you're going through, you still gotta believe it's gonna get better. I got my friend Minister Lisa Noe Smith to help me do it this time. Let's go!
Back to the country again. Woo!